Mr. Haig Howard, aged 83, retired shepherd, and his son, Mr. James Howard, Jimmy at Mount, aged 53, resident in home near Home Firth, still talking about training sheepdogs. Recorded by B.R. Dice in September 1951.
Are they a sort of a breed of collie?
Yes, they're what they call a border collie. A border collie. Mm-hmm. There's both English and Scotch and Welsh and...
Them being bred, you know, someone has bred a keen mother. Written star fits and all, groom into it.
Yes, but myself, I've been advised to try lawn breeding, you know, and inbreeding, but myself, I think it's a waste of time. You might get them practically perfect, and then when you come to breed off them again, where are you going to be? You've got your blood all intermingled and you have your breed admitted, but I think there'll come a time, you know, with this inbreeding till they aren't a bit of good at all.
Well, that's what you see with show dogs, isn't it?
Yes.
No life in them, usually.
No.
It's a good, intelligent working dog you want, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I'm not particular about colour or shape.
Oh, I think, you know, for a start, they're bred off old English bobtails.
They look a bit like that, don't they?
Scotch sheepdogs.
Mm.
Look at White Bob, I'll bet you're off-bred bobtail.
I might be.
And that was supposed to be the best dog I'd ever in England, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
He run before Queen Victoria and he run into Germany. Took him into Germany to run in the year before King.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah.
They must be a pretty hard breed of sheep you can manage up here, though, aren't
they? Oh, they are. They are hard. A soft breed, you know, it wouldn't live up here and if a name get that.
Mm-hmm. Do they get a lot of diseases you have to deal with?
No, very few. Mm-hmm. Very few. And we aren't troubled with fly. Nothing like they are down at Lowlands, you know. Mm-hmm.
No. No other than to breed, I suppose.
That's right, that's clean. Just occasionally you get one blown, but nothing like Lowland flocks, you know, you have to go through them this sort of weather every day, week, or else they're blown.
Oh, better than that.
Ah. It is. Of course, you see the ground's richer and...
Well, a bit like, you know, in my dirt and muck and...
Mm-hmm.
Wool.
And then a few days the grubs come, and then a day or two after this, the more comes a bit less, and they lead the sheep away if they aren't stopped.
Mm. Alive?
Alive.
Yes. What do you have to do? Cut them out or is there some sort?
Yes. Clip the wool as short as ever you possibly can. And
get them all off and...
Wash them out with water, something of that, salt and water, and then put some salt on.
I suppose snow is really your biggest enemy here, is it?
Yes, it is. Snow and wet.
And you get some?
Ah, we do. Ah, you know, it's snow these hills. Beginning of November, and we had it there in May. Never withered it out.